This week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of Pinyin Haben. Some time ago, Daniel asked me, would be a gitterzach if I should speak about Pinyin Haben. We know from time to time, Baruch Hashem, through a simcha, about a Pinyin Haben in the family, could be an einikel, or a gear einikel, other family, and when it comes to other simchas, so a bris mila, a bar mitzvah, a chasna, it's a fetish for sezugim Baruch Hashem. But often when it comes to Pinyin Haben, people seem to get a bit stuck. What's it supposed to speak about? What's it all about? What's it all for? So it's an opportunity, Pasha's boy, to speak about the mitzvah of Pinyin Haben. Shleit in the Pasha, Kaddish li kol b'choya, petr kol rechem, bnei yisrael, v'odom v'heima. There's a mitzvah to be mekaddish the b'choya, and then carries on later the Torah. Says the Torah, there's a mitzvah, v'hoya ki sh'olcha bin chalei mei mazois. When your son is going to ask you mazois, v'mata eilev, v'choya ziv yotho tziyun yashem yisrael beis avodim, So this is where it's written in the Torah, the mitzvah b'chol b'choy b'nai efter, to be poida the firstborn. There's a master told over from Mazayda from the Alta Chabtiva Rebbe as follows. Interessant master. There was a bucha who one day came into him a riach shtis, and he thought that he was a chusin, he'd become a chusin. And he went round telling everybody, device the kitmach amazatov, coming round a chusin. And it wasn't true. And it was very embarrassing for the family. The whole town's talking. This boy became a chusin. Everybody tried to tell him, you're not a chusin. What are you talking about? No, he is a chusin. And he couldn't get this riach shtis out of his head. And people said to the father, you know, you need to go to one of the great tzaddikim. Go and get a brucha. He needs help, your son. This fellow was from Shalti Chassidim or not. But as gefallen to the altar, Shalti Rebbe, he came in. And the first thing he said when he came into the Rebbe, this bucha told the Rebbe as well, ich bin one achusen. The Rebbe asked him, what's the name of the mechitin? And he, without a hesitation, the bucha said, Simcha Zilbeshai. As soon as the Rebbe heard this, he turned to the father of the boy and he said, tell me, is your son a bachai? He said, yes. Did you make for him a pidyon haben? The father said, yes. So the Rebbe said, are you sure? Think back. Are you sure? He starts to think and think. And then he remembers he had to leave town soon after the bris. And could be actually he didn't make a pidyon haben. So there and then, they called in the kohen and they made the pidyon haben. And as soon as they made the pidyon haben, this boy suddenly came out of his riach shtis and said, no, I'm not a chusin. I don't know why I've said this. So all the chassidim said, wow, look at the riach hakoidish from the Rebbe, how straight away he somehow realized to put two and two together that this was the shorish haduch. Said the Alter Chabtiv Rebbe, it wasn't riach hakoidish. But when I asked this boy what the name of his future father-in-law was, and he straight away said to me, Simcha Zilberstein, what I heard was, Simcha is the same oisius as Chamisho, and Zilberstein is Selue Kesef. What I heard was either his neshom is saying he's missing the Pidyon Haben of the Chamisho Selue Kesef, which you do for Pidyon Haben. So well, this is what I realized. This is one story. There's another story told over. There was a Yid in Eretz Yisrael. It was soon after the beginning of the Medina. He had a Shvera court case, and he went to the Heilige Siyatna Rebbe, and he asked him for Brucha. The Siyatna Rebbe told him, go to the court case and hold a Hadass in your hand. So he went to the court, and he was holding this hadas in his hand, and the judge there, wasn't a Frumid, didn't like it. What's he doing there, playing around, making a mockery of the court, holding a hadas, not sickest today? And he asked him, what do you think you're doing? So he told him, my Rebbe told me this is what I should do. The judge was even more annoyed. He said, who's your Rebbe? He said, here's an Ezra, a great tzaddik. His name was Siyatan Rebbe. As soon as the judge heard this, he said, Siyatan Rebbe. He said, when I was a young child, I couldn't speak at all. My mother took me to all the doctors, and no one knew what to do. And somebody advised her, take your son to the Siyatan Rebbe for Brucha. And she came to the Siyatan Rebbe. And the Siyatan Rebbe asked her, is this the boy, is he your Bechor? And she said, yes. Did he have a Pinyin HaBen? Now, she wasn't a frum lady. She knew of Bris Mila, but Pinyin HaBen, no one ever told her. What's a Pinyin HaBen? Never heard of it. The Rebbe said, we have to make a Pinyin HaBen. As soon as they made the Pinyin HaBen, the child started to speak. And lo and behold, the judge found a way how to patter this Yid from his case. So you see here, two interesting stories. Two people, who both of them had speech problems. One of them couldn't speak at all, and the other one could speak, but wasn't speaking Simzacha, and both of them, when they went to Tzadikim for Brucha, both of them immediately identified, Efshehi is a Bechoya, and he didn't have a Pinyin HaBen. Chazal tell us, Trei Milsa de Tamiya, Midcha Techira Incha. When you find two wondrous things, people remember this. So two such stories, it makes Episode Ocean. There was a third story, another such story with the Bahusha Rebbe Zeicher Tzaddik Brucha, but the same type of story. So we need to understand, why is it, because these two boys never had a Pinyin HaBen, this somehow affected their dinner. So it's Yediyah of B'Shem Darizal, as Darizal said, that B'Shas Gulas Mitzrayim, the Dibur of Klal Yisrael was affected. The Dibur of Klal Yisrael was in Gulas, which is why on Pesach there's a special mitzvah of Dibur of Kol Hamar B'Lesapis Mitzrayim Harzeh Meshibach. Because when the Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, the Dibur was in Gulas. What does it mean that Dibur was in Gulas? Explain the Mefoshim as follows. Dibur comes from the Das. A person who is Shikha was Nishbam Das, Valid Nishbam Das, so therefore Eret Nishbam Zach, because that shows there's something wrong with his Das. Somebody with something wrong with his Das, so therefore the Dibur which comes out from a person who hasn't got proper Das, the Dibur is also affected. So felt the Koyach HaDibur. When Eden came out of Mitzrayim, then there was Zoicha to Richtige Das and Richtige Dibur. So the avoider of coming out of Mitzrayim is to be Goyel, not just the body, the Ge'ilas HaGif, but Ge'ilas HaNefesh, Ge'ilas HaDas, and a person should speak properly. In Sefer Hasidim is written the following story. A similar such story. Ma'asa babucha echod, Shahoya Nuta Lumas. The great Bucha was deathly ill, and this Bucha said, Uma Tifdini. The Bucha himself suddenly said, Be poider me, Kach Hoyet Soyek. Omri Lechucha Mahi Oime. No one understood what he was talking about. He kept on saying, Be poider me, be poider me. Poider me for what? For who? Oma Lehem said this Chocham, the same thing. Shema Hi Bechoya. Perhaps he's a Bechoya. Omalahem liftoisa viyichya. The Chochem said, do Pinyin HaBen, and he will live. Miyad nosn lekoin heiseloin, v'choya chof heishonim achakach. And he lived for another 25 years. Reb Riva Magulis, in his Hagus on Sefer Chassidim, quotes a Zoya Kudosh, as the Zoya Kudosh says, the reason behind Pinyin HaBen is lemebet pekuna lebrei lekashrelei b'chayim. Through this, we connect him with Chaim, with life. The Yesod V'Shoresh HaVoidah writes as follows. The mitzvah of Pinyin HaBen, he writes, he brings his Zoya Kodesh, And he says, "Kesheudem poide es benoi, poide oisoi, miyad oisoi hamemina al hamoves, ve'enoi yuchoi lishloit ulo." V'zehi sod, and this is a sod. And therefore, through the sod b'shosh avoide, by doing mitzvah pidyon haben, koine loichayim, achai v'reiai, mimam hakudosh hazeh, Yuchel Udam is boiling goidel ha tikken shall pigin beben bechoy beatzmoy levad ki a mitzvah sasei min atoyim. So pigin a ben is not just merely a mitzvah, pigin a ben is also a yeshia. You are saving this child. Without the pigin a ben, this child is going to be, it's going to be deformed chas v'shul. He's going to be affected, his whole growth. But pidyon haben, we are being poyed to him, mimuvas l'chayim. And in fact, in the Sefer Ginza Yisuf from the Shalti Rebbe, he says, this is a beferish gemura. The gemura Masechtas Baba Kama, this is in Daf Pei Yom Aleph, we'll soon get to it in Daf Yomi, says that the Tanoim went to a cedar called Yeshi Haben. Says Rashi, what is this cedar Yeshi Haben? Explains Rashi, this was a mitzvah of pidyon haben. Frek the Chodkiv Rebbe, why is the mitzvah of pidyon haben called Yeshi a Yeshia for the child? So he brings this yesod from the Zoya Kodesh, that by doing pidyon haben, we are removing the sakuna from the child. So this is not just merely a mitzvah, this is also a Yeshia for the child.
This is pidyon atzmo, not pidyon haben, yes?
Pidyon haben.
What's pidyon atzmo?
Pidyon atzmo means what?
Pidyon atzmo is when you do it yourself, when you're carrying
it. So once a child is 13 years old,
that's
and he didn't have a pidyon
haben.
Yeah, yes. Once a child is 13 years old, and he knows he didn't have a pidyon haben, then it becomes his mitzvah, he can be poyde himself. Or a person doesn't have a father, after 13 years, he can be poyde himself. Now I want to take this a stage further. There is a Ramo in Hilchus Pidyon Haben, where the Ramo tells us a gewaltige chiddush, which all the poskim ask on this Ramo, and they don't understand him, and they're choylik on him. We know in all mitzvahs, except for mitzvah shebigifoy, you can always make a shliach. Like you can make a shliach, like kaddish esoisha. You can make a shliach to do any mitzvah on your behalf, except for mitzvah shebigifoy, like for example, putting on tefillin, shaking lulav, this is mitzvah shebigifoy. But any other mitzvah which needs to be done, you can always appoint a shliach. Tells us the Ramo, Ein ha'av yuchal liftois al yidei shliach. V'gam ein bezdin poitim oisoi beloi ha'av. A little child under 13 years old, he can only be redeemed by his father. His father has to redeem him. His father can't make a shliach. So if the father is not here, it's the 30th day, and the child needs to have a pidyon haben, and the father's not here for whatever reason, tells us the Ramo, tough luck. The father can't make a shliach. It's a mitzvah which is mitl al ha'ov. Freik the shach, zed tomia. This is a pailer. We know this is a cloud. And Azoy Freaked, the Taz, the Bia Hagru, Rabbi Kiva Eider, and nobody understands. The Ramo comes the Chasam Sofer Ala Torah. And he wants to say a most original pshat as follows. Shtaitin here Ba'as in the Pasha. V'ovati b'chol eretz Mitzrayim v'hikei si kol b'choy. And we say in that Agudah Shel Pesach, what's the notion of v'ovati v'hikei si? Ani v'loi malach, ani v'loi shaliach, ani hi v'loi acher. Makas b'choyros was done by the Reboishim himself. Normally, the Reboishim sends a malach to carry out the shlichas from the Rabbi Yishon. Marcus Bechoris was the exception. The Rabbi Yishon said, I'm doing it myself. Ani v'loi hashliach. So Zuk the Chasam Sofer, this is the question of the child that he asked, v'hoyek ishocha bincha mucha leimoi mazois. The child's going to ask, Mazois, why is Pidyon HaBen different from all other mitzvahs in the Torah, that for some reason the father can't appoint a shliach? He's got to do it himself. And the Amar to Eilov, and you should answer him, because B'choisek Yod Hoitziyun Hashem Mitzrayim Beis Avudim. And the Rabbi Yishlam did this himself. And it was Rabbi Yishlam, V'yaharag Hashem kol b'choy b'esrayim, v'v'cha odem ha'b'choy b'hema. Al-kein, aniz o'vech l'Hashem kol p'derechem azchum, v'chol b'choy b'nai efter, and I myself need to be poida. I can't make a shliach. Finishes off the Chasam Sofer, v'af al-gav sh'divrei ha'guda heim, even though my words is really b'derech aguda, nish b'derech pshat, or b'heim chivunim heim lahalucha be'ezus Hashem Yisborach. It is also correct lahalucha. This is how the Chasam Sofer wants to answer this run. So Pidyon HaBen is different to all other mitzvahs, that the father can't make a shliach. But the question we need to ask ourselves is still, but why? Why does it have to be this way, that this mitzvah is different? By Pidyon HaBen, it would appear there's an Indian access to Chasam Sofer to show this is dafka from the Rabbi Yishon. This is, comes directly from the Rabbi Yishon. Now, the inyan of dibber from a person is also something which is connected directly to the Rabbi Yishlam. We know that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is kineged kilam. You ask anybody, why is mitzvah Talmud Torah such an important mitzvah? Everybody answers, it's not a kasha. Everybody knows, because our Torah, the Yiddishkeit doesn't start. This is the Aleph Beis. So the mitzvah of limit ha-Torah is the most important mitzvah. However, the Chofetz Chaim, in the beginning of Shmir's Halushan, gives a totally different explanation. He quotes the Yishalmi, this is the very beginning of Masechtas Peah, that the Yishalmi says that Kishem has mitzvah Talmud Torah kineged kilom, kach the Aveira of Lushan Hora is kineged kilom. It seems to be there's somehow a connection between mitzvah Talmud Torah and Lushan Hora. So writes the Chofetz Chaim as follows. V'hatam. The reason is, ki kol ha-mitzvos he-mitztarfos el ha-geshem. All mitzvahs, we can only keep them through adding on some type of gashmistika actions. Kamoi, mitzvah tzitzis. I'ef shalakayim el al-yedei levishas beged, shehi gashmi. You can't fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis or tefillin, for that example, unless tzitzit, you have a gashmi stick of beged. Tefillin, you have parchment, with you have ink. Similarly, v'chein sikah v'lilev, you can only be mekayem a sikah v'lilev if you have four walls with some schach on top. Loi kein limit ha-toira. A person can be by himself, he's got nothing, no gashmi stick of objects, nothing at all. He can still be mekayem mitzvah limda Torah. Why? Because mitzvah limda Torah, all you need is the koyach hadibah. She'enyuna tuli b'koyach hadibah. Now these are the important words. Shehi koyach pushit rochni bilvad. Dibah, says the Chofetz Chaim, is a 100% pure spiritual koyach. There's no gashmius involved at all in koyach hadibah. Dibba is something which is totally koyach rachni. V'lochei, pe'iluso shepoye lemala, noire ad ma'oid. V'alkein, kedishas Talmud Torah, keneged kilo. V'chein, says the Chofetz Chaim, is lehepech. The aveira, fin lushin hora. All aveiras a person does, he does using some type of gashmi estika action to carry out whatever it should do. Zug the Chofetz Chaim, loy kein ba'oven lushna hora chiles, shepoil pe'ilusoy al-yedei koyach rochni bilvav. When you use your koyach hadibah to speak lushna hora, what you're doing is you're taking something which is 100% rochnius, and you are unfortunately taking it and turning it over and making it into a dva aveira. And therefore, Kilkilo Lamala Ba'alumais Halyoinim, Hichuzat Venoira Admaoid. Lachain Gam Onshoi, Higam Kain, Keneged Kilo. A similar thing writes the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei in Pet Yidches, the Pusit Movis Vachayim Biyat Harushim. Explains the Vilna Gaon Chayim, this is Talmud Torah. Shenema Talmud Torah Keneged Kilo. Movis, this is Lushan Hora v'Devorim b'Teilim. So we see already this Yisod from the Vilna Gaon. The Arvei Nochal, on the great Gedolim, at Talmud of Zut Shemagid, writes in Pashas Vayishlach, b'shem the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov said, Ki inyan riach ha'udam b'kirboi v'chiyiz shaloi, hi koyach ha'diba asher b'kirboi. We want to know, where do we see the Roch Nizdik HaKoyach of every person? This is the Koyach HaDibur which we all have, which this is the difference between a person and an animal. We have different Madregas in the Bria. You have Doimem, Sameach, Chai, Medaber. Klal Yisrael, this is the Koyach HaMedaber. Said the Baal Shem Tov, this is what the Targum tells us, for Yipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim, tells us the Targum, Beyudim lefesh chaya leriach memalelo. Riach memalelo means the koyach hadiba. The koyach hadiba, this is the koyach of a neshama. So we see here that koyach hadiba, this is what represents the nishmas chayim. Which the nishmas chayim, this is a chelik elekayim mal, which this we receive directly from the Rabbi Nishloy. So therefore now we understand the words of the Chasam Sofer, that Pidyon HaBen needs to be carried out dafka by the father, not by a shliach. Because this is Zeicha LaMakas B'choiros. Makas B'choiros was carried out only by the Rabbi Shmi, he kaysi kol b'choi, and neither lo shliach. And the koyach habdiba in a person, this is something which comes directly from the Rabbi Shloim. This is the chelik ha'neshama. Therefore, a child who hasn't had the Pidyon HaBen, he is missing that koyach, and therefore the dibber of such a child without Pidyon HaBen came out deformed, wasn't able to speak at all, or spoke not in a correct way. And with this we can understand also the Rosh in Hilchas Pidyon HaBen quotes a long brucha which we don't say. A brucha on Pidyon HaBen. We know we're only allowed to say a brucha which is mentioned in the Gemara. But the Rosh quotes from the Gaonim, Matsusi Tikkun HaGaonim, a brucha which the Gaonim were mesaken to say by Pidyon HaBen. The Pana Vezhirov, when he was a Kohen by Pidyon HaBen, so he would say, I'm not allowed to say this brucha because we can't say brucha which is not written in the Gemara. But we're allowed to learn the brucha. So he would take this Rosh and he would read from the Rosh, was the Rosh Shrab, but we'll see a most unusual brucha. And writes the Rosh as follows, Matsusi tikkun hagaoinim zal, l'sedira min hoga de pidyuna, er birchuso dilei hochi. And this is the brucha on Pidyon HaBen. Burech atu Hashem, elekeni melech o'ilam, asher kiddush iba mimei imoi, l'arbuim yoim, and then says this Nisach HaBruchas was, V'nufach boy neshoma, d'chsiv v'yifach ba'apov nishmas chayim, v'ayhi ha'udom v'nefesh chayim. This is a part of the brucha which one's supposed to say by Pidyon HaBen. How does this come, what connection does this have with the Pidyon HaBen? Don't have to say b'shas the Pidyon HaBen, as a boy should put into us a neshoma, which this neshum of nishmas chayim v'yehudam lenefesh chayim. The feed of a lady, we understand it very well, because the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen is a tikkun and a yeshiva for the child to bring his neshuma that he should be fully developed and therefore have a proper neshuma and therefore he should become a nefesh chayim. Finishes off the rosh v'lo nohagi levur chakoyim bruchazi v'tzofes v'ashkenaz. The loy motzini shavochim shim brucha shal hiskra be mishnoi be tesefta be gemura ki achre sidder of afshi ravina loy nischad shavochim. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in his Agos on Shulchan Aruch, on this Ramah, that you're not allowed to make a shliach for Pinyin HaBen, asks as follows. When the Ramah said you can't make a shliach for Pinyin HaBen, so which bit exactly was he referring to? There's two parts of the mitzvah Pinyin HaBen. One is that the Avi HaBen has to pay 5 siluim to the Kohen. And he also needs to declare why he's giving it. It's not that he's paying him back from some alter chav, or if she's giving him a stamma matuna ba'alma, or he wants to give him a sadoka or early matunas levyoinim. He needs to say, this 5 siluim I'm giving you to be put to my son. Writes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Hu vadai, ma de sevira leila shittazi. This ramah, the ramah holds, you can't make a shliach. Dein yochaliftes al yedei shliach. Haini shashliach yase mas opinion. Sheyoima lekoyim bezer hamuz ye haben pudi. When the father can't make a shliach, it means he can't make something to say on his behalf that with this money, the Yenim's child should be redeemed. Avo peshita. If Pusha, the father, he's not there to give the money over himself to the Kohen, he can make a shliach. Do me a toiva, here's the 5 siluim, I'm making you a shliach. You give over these 5 siluim to the Kohen. V'hi ba'asmai, the father can say, Mu'es eini shani maknu chaldei ha'shliach, yehei bunai pukhi. Comes up from Akiva Eger now. That this, what the Ramah said, you can't make a shliach, means not that the father can't make a shliach to hand over the money, but he can. He can't make a shliach to say that this money that was given over is the Pinyin HaBen. So there's a sefer called the Reishis Bikirim. This was written by one of the great Gedolim before the Second World War, was killed in the war. His name was Rabbi Avrumele Weinberg, Hashem Yimkun Dumoy from Warsaw. In Poland, he was together with Menachem Zember. He was famous. These were the Ga'oine Poilin. Rabbi Rumele Weinberg was from the Gresta Ga'oine Poilin, was a Shem Dover in Poland. So only unfortunately, it's one Sefer Reishis Bikirim from him. And he quotes this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And he says, I don't understand. You're telling me the money you're allowed to transfer, just you can't say? The Amira isn't really part of the mitzvah. The Amira is only megala why I'm transferring the money. The mitzvah is to transfer the money, to give it to the Kohen. The Amira is only a gili milsa, that the Kohen should know why he received this money. But there's no halucha that you have to say it. And if you're megala das, l'choy, that's good enough. So why is it that one can't be megala das through a shliach? Let him tell the shliach, say, oh, I'm being megaladas to you, the Kohen. The father told me that this money which I'm giving you, why is that not good enough? Why does that have to be a din? The father, he has to say it. There's no aloch of Amir, it's just a gili milsa ba'alma. As I afraid, this Rabbi Avrumele Weinberg. So he has a long arichas, and then he finishes off, Belila de Mr. Finna, ha'yisi oime. And he brings up things which have to be done lishmo. That has to be done with a dibber. Like we find, for example, by a get. In order for get to be chal, to be koyris beinoy leveino, it has to be written lishmo. It's not good enough just to write it stam and then to use this get. It has to be written for this particular ish and this particular ish. So, the things which need to be done lishmo, one has to be say it is doing, one is doing it lishmo. So he quotes a Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Kisisim that a Kohen who hasn't had Pinyin HaBen is not ruhi to be mekabel p'nei Hashchina v'lirois binyan beis hamikdash. So he says, we see from this Rabbeinu Bachai, doesn't quote what we spoke about. He quotes Rabbeinu Bachai that a child who hasn't had Pinyin HaBen, he's not ruhi to be mekabel p'nei Hashchina. So we see here that a child without Pinyin HaBen is not pshat just like he's missed this one mitzvah. There's something integrally wrong with him. He's not ruhi to be mekabel p'nei Hashchina. So writes Rabbi Avrumele Weinberg, so we see here how great is the mitzvah of Pinyin HaBen. And inyan gudel kaze einoy miskayim b'machshov levad. To be poyger this child and to give him the correct neshama, this is something which you need a koyach lishma. So the amira of the father, this has to be an amira lishma. An amira lishma, therefore, it's not good enough, just a gili milsa ba'alma. And therefore, right Rabbi Akiva Eger, you need here a halacha of dibber. And the dibber needs to be done lishma, and you can't just rely on a gili milsa. And therefore, ein adibber bu legaus machshavta bilvad, el apilis gif hapigin, and therefore this needs to come from the father. So once again, we see the same yesod, that in order to be mekamis of pig and ben, we need a proper amira. It's a din again, an amira. The whole yesod is an of amira. And the yesod is very, we understand, because in Mitzrayim, the yidin was in gulis, the dibber was in gulis, and the pig and ben is to be mesaken the koyach hadibber. So there has to be a correct dibber. Now, the Weltweis zu sagen, as a cedar, going to a cedar of Pidyon HaBen is Ke'ila Is'ana Pei Dalet Tanesim. And you'll ask anybody, they'll all tell you, it's Hapish Kishim Makar, Ayam Yogit Rofen HaMakar, Repinchas Karatza. Repinchas Karatza. So those who are Noig B'der Chasidus, Heidegger Repinchas Karatza, this is a Chalayin HaMakar. But we have other people, they're sort of, oops, it's our Pele. Pei dalet tanesim. How does this work? And what does this mean? It says our pele v'shtetus. So actually, the makar isn't really from Reb Pinchas Karatzer. There's a sefer called Shas and Shivas Devar Shmiel. This was written by one of the Sfarashi Gedolim. His name was Reb Shmiel Amar. Was Ruf Abbezan Meknes in Morocco. He lived 150 years ago. And in his sefer, this is in Yoyedaya. Beginning of your life, he writes as follows: Heidli hachochem kavoid mareiner av duvid edrei shada meid sefas shekivel merabai verabai merabai ad harav hagudel hoari hachai zechisa yugein aleini shanimse b'shas pinyan haben kidile his ane pei dalet tanios. The makar comes from the Heilige Arizal. As Pig and Aben is like Pei Dal Tanis. But we still need to understand how can this be and why should this be and where does this number of Pei Dal Tanis come from? So there's a masa as follows. As the Eshte Belzeruf, the Sar Shulim, used to send his children every year to the Heilige Rishna for a brucha. And he would send along one of his Gabuim to be Malava his children. And one year, one of the Gabuim who he sent along, his name was Reb Uri, when he came into the Heilige Rishna's house, and he saw something which he found, which he thought was rather amusing. And he wanted to say, something which he found a bit amusing, unusual. But when he saw the Heilige Rishna's punim, he didn't say anything. And when he came to give shul to the Heilige Rishna, the Heilige Rishna said, "Ich weiß, I know, as a mole will zogen a vertel, somebody wants to say a joke, and ma halt sich an, and you keep yourself back, and me zog des nicht, is a zoi glach wie pei dalet tanes." A person holds himself back, he's got an urge to say something, and he doesn't want to say it. It is as if he has fasted Pei Dalet Tanesim. And finishes off this Rabori, then I saw straight away the Riach HaKodesh from the Heilige Rishna, because I wanted to say this Vedal, and I held myself back. And this is what the Heilige Rishna told me. In Azoi State, in Tamei Hamin Hoge, he brings in Ois Tov Tov Kiv Lama Dalet, that in order to be Mevatel, the Pegam of Letzunas and Dvorim Betelim, a person should fast Pei Dalet Tanesim. So we see here, once again, there's a connection between Devurim B'Teilim and Pei Dalet Tanesim. And the Yesod is like we explained. Because since the Avoida of Pidyon HaBen is to be Mesaken the Dibur, and since somebody who speaks Devurim B'Teilim, he needs really to be mechaper through Pei Dalet Tanesim. So when we go to a seder of Pidyon HaBen, which that seder is being masakin in the shuma of that child, and therefore he should have a gitter dibber, so therefore this is gerechen, ke'ile hisanet of getin, the zelba tikkin, as over the Pei Dalet Tanesim. The boy should take a helfen, so all his life is on Bakura, to Makabas on Pene Mashiach, to Kaini, with the Rifti Gadiba, Omen Kaini Nuho. Hey, 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 hey